Hey, we're Ann Lynn, you're listening to Radio Brendoman.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Brendoman. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
What's going on, Phil?
Oh, it's a good day. We just got our Christmas decorations up on the inside.
Everybody
anyway.
Seems to be doing that. I saw a bunch of Christmas trees being carted around today, and people were talking about decorating at work, but nobody really wanted to because things aren't so jolly at the office.
Oh, no? Why is that?
Because we might all be losing our jobs.
All?
We don't know yet. It's up in the air. I don't know what's going on. That's just... I feel like I can't get away from this. They announced that they're opening an office in Austin. And they are moving... Eventually, at some point, they're moving all the customer-facing stuff to Austin. And it seems like they're not telling us everything because things seem to be happening pretty rapidly. Like, I just found out that one of the buildings is already closed and they already laid off almost all the HR people. But that's pretty standard in this kind of situation where you get bought by somebody.
All right.
But I don't know what's going to happen. I feel like they can't afford to, like, just let everybody in my department go because they need our knowledge. So I don't know what I'm going to do, though, if they make me the offer to – it depends on what they offer. We'll see.
Would you move to Austin if you had to?
If the offer was reasonable, at this point, I think I would, because as much as I love San Diego, it's insanely expensive to live here. Like, to the point where I feel like I'm just spending way too much money on rent. Like, it's stupid.
Well, it's got to be pretty cheap to live in Texas, I would imagine.
The average rent in Austin is very expensive for Texas, but the average rent there is like $900 a month. Which is fine for me, but if I lived out in the country,
yeah.
But I probably live in Austin because Austin's cool. It's just the heat. I don't know. We'll see. It's not that bad. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't even know if this is a certain for sure thing. But probably find out more in the coming weeks. So everybody at work is kind of on edge.
I can imagine.
And they're not hiring anybody. And the only open positions are in Austin. So, But, you know, this kind of thing takes time. So I got time to figure out what I want to do. It's just, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, at least it's not a, like, bad, like, they're going to fire you because you're doing bad type thing. I mean...
That still might happen. Who knows?
Just hold on so you can get that unemployment, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, in San Diego, I could not live off unemployment. So even if I went on unemployment, I'd have to move. Because,
you
like,
know where
I could
really
not...
it's really cheap to live on unemployment?
See, if I go on unemployment, maybe I will move to... Yucaipa. But again, this could be because basically what has to happen is they're going to start training these new people in Austin, and it's like a 3-month program, and then it'll take them another like 6 months to get up to anywhere near where they could even start doing the level that a lot of us are doing at our office. So, right. But they in the meantime they might start bringing people over there. I don't know. It's all up in the air. We're having an department all hands meeting next week. Probably find out more so I can start. Once I have that meeting, then I'll probably start planning. Right now, what I'm doing is I'm picking up extra on call shifts so I can just save up as much money as possible, just preparing for the worst. So I'm working Christmas and New Year's. Yay!
Wow. Do you at least get like bonus?
Big money.
Okay, well, that's good.
That's why I'm doing it. Big money. picking up as many on-call shifts as I can, because I'm just trying to save up as much money as possible, just preparing, because I've been through this. This is the second time this has happened.
Yeah, it's a bummer, because you moved all the way down there.
Yeah, but, I mean, and especially since at the time, like, it seemed like, hey, this is a publicly traded company, this is, they're in a good spot, but
right.
they got bought, because they got an offer they couldn't refuse. It happens. And so now, you know, even if, but I feel like moving to Austin would be a better play in the long term, because even if then, because we're getting bought by an investment company, we did get bought by an investment company. They'll probably, what they're trying to do is like increase the value of the company as much as possible so they can sell it. Right. 'Cause that's what they do, but that'll take a long time. I mean, I would say at least 2 or 3 years. And then, being in Austin, there's a lot more jobs in my field in Austin than there are here in San Diego, and the cost of living is a lot lower. But I'm not, it's not, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I feel about it. Part of me is like, but this was my dream to live in San Diego, but then I get here and it's stupid expensive. And right. I was more thinking about like my dream was to live where I used to live, near the beach, but that's just insane expensive.
Right.
Like, so I can't afford to live where I really want to live. And here it's like, I could be anywhere really. I mean, it's nothing special. I mean, I like being by Lou's Records. I like being close enough to LA where it's not a big deal, but you know, everything has its upsides and downsides. If I move to Austin, I'll still go to Comic-Con. I'll be closer to my mom. I don't know.
Well, the good thing for our listeners is that
I could go to South by Southwest.
Well, that's true too.
And no matter what happens, but we still have the podcast.
That's right. That doesn't affect our show. So, well, don't worry, dear
Popsicles,
listeners.
At least we'll about still that have part. Matt and Brendo's wrestling show. We'll still have everything.
There you go. So, thank you, Internet.
But yeah, so that's been kind of my
that's
couple, last couple weeks.
Okay, can I like do a little story since Craig just joined in the chat here?
Yeah.
Because I got something cool in the mail yesterday.
I got something cool too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to tell about it, Craig? Is that cool?
Why wouldn't?
I don't know. What if it was like secret? All right. So I got. We came home yesterday. And there was like a huge package by my front door, and I was like, I didn't order anything. Did you order anything? Jill was like, no. And it was a Christmas present from our very own Craig from the Rez. And it's like lots of cool stuff. Okay, let's see. I got a bunch of stuff. I got a handmade Christmas wreath, like real branches, you know, like actual wreath made out of the forest.
Nice.
And that's hanging above our fireplace right now, so that's really cool. And let's see, he threw in some random dolls. I'll poke him in front here real quick. I got a Homer Simpson doll.
Awesome.
And then I think this
from the claw machine.
I think this is, it's a Star Trek doll. Is that a Klingon?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Because he's got like the little gold sash there. That's a Klingon, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, it says Star Trek on there, so I'm pretty sure that's Klingon. And then, let's see, I got some jar of spicy carrots and a jar of raspberry jam.
Nice.
Which is also the name of a good band. I got some huckleberry taffy, because I apparently, according to the letter, you have to get something from Montana. You have to get like something made of huckleberry.
I did not know that.
One of my favorites here. I got this awesome old G.I. Joe watch.
Oh, dude, that's sweet.
Like, it's in its Duke. It says 1992, but it's still sealed.
Nice.
So I'm pretty stoked on that. I'm probably going to have to replace the watch battery, but that's okay. It's worth it for the G.I. Joe watch there. Mm-hmm. Then, let's see, some random stuff. I have no idea what this is. It's like a Ziploc baggie. That says "To the Hoop." Toon Squad is on the basketball player shirt.
That is from Space Jam, dude.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
I've never seen Space Jam before.
What?
I've never seen Space Jam.
Space Jam.
I've never seen Space Jam.
What is wrong with you?
I don't like watch Space Jam that much. So.
It's awesome. It's got Bill Murray in it. It's got Bill Murray in the Looney Tunes.
Bill Murray's in Space Jam?
How can you not watch that movie? Yes.
Sports.
And Wayne Knight. Come on, dude. Come on.
And then there was a present wrapped within the present that was.
I thought Phil would love that movie too. I don't know. Just because shows you Phil's aversion to sports. If it has anything to do with sports, you like Major League, don't you?
I like Major League, yeah.
So then watch freaking Space Jam.
My favorite sports movie is probably The Sandlot. So, you know,
there are some. Then watch Space Jam, dude. You're missing out. You'll love it. You will love it. I guarantee you'll love it. You didn't know that Bill Murray and Wayne Knight?
I did not know. I saw basketball and I was like, oh, never mind. Anyway, the last thing was a little present inside the present wrapped to me or addressed to me, and it was this really awesome dream catcher, and it's feathers. I mean, this is like quality stuff here. There's like little stones and a little carving of a bear. I know you can't see it super well, but
I can't see anything.
You can't see it at all? Oh, well, anyway, it's there if you're looking on YouTube.
No, it's not.
Super cool. Oh. Do you see?
I don't know what's going on with your camera.
Oh, well, I can see it in the camera. Well, anyway, it's really awesome, and thank you so much, Craig. Oh, he says I was supposed to wait till Christmas.
Good job.
Well, sorry, I was really excited, and I couldn't wait. That just shows my. He said it was real rabbit fur from a Navajo lady. Well, it's super cool. Is there a specific place I'm supposed to hang it? Or, like, does it matter, like, in my room, or...
Don't you, like, have to hang it, like... I don't know. It was in Batman Forever. They talked about it.
Well, I would rather get it from the source than Batman Forever.
From Batman. Gotta trust
Well, I trust Batman. I don't know if I trust Joel Schumacher, though, so...
Oh, that's true.
That's the difference there.
That cancels it out.
Yeah.
Rear view window.
Okay. Cool. Well, it was super cool. Sorry I didn't wait till Christmas. But you got to figure, too, since my birthday is so close to Christmas, it's all crammed together, so I like to spread it out as much as possible. So,
and I got an e-book. You got something. I got an e-book.
Nice.
From Craig.
Which book?
It's Stephen King's Eyes of the Dragon.
Nice.
It's freaking cool because I've been wanting... I had it when I was younger, and then, I don't know, I've had so many books pass through, I don't know what happened to it, and I never got around to reading it, and it's a book that he wrote for his daughter, and it's like a fantasy book.
Sweet.
Awesome. Yeah. So, it's got Randall Flagg in it.
Thanks, Craig. That's super awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Super awesome. So anything else cool going on? Is Audrey feeling better, not puking anymore?
Oh yeah, everyone's feeling better. I actually got sick, although not like thrown up, just cold. Oh, good thing we did that then. Craig already had to leave. Huh? But everyone's all good. Audrey went on her first field trip today, so she's very excited.
Nice.
And it's going well. Things are good in the orchard.
Cool.
So shall we get to some letters?
Hey, what happens if it snows? Is that going to just kill all your trees?
No. At this time of year, it's actually not so bad. Because the oranges are already like 90% ready. I mean, I've actually eaten one orange.
Yeah.
It's still a little tart, but... You know, if the fruit's already there, especially the winter fruits, it's pretty good. So you don't have to worry. It might damage some of the persimmons, but nobody really likes those anyway. So
except for you.
Well, I'm just okay with them.
Are you over it?
Well, I've never been like a huge fan of them, but they were here. So
sure do push them on everybody.
Well, I'm trying to get rid of them. I got hundreds of them laying around. It's got to do something with them.
Persimmon jam, dude.
Yeah. I don't like them that much to eat persimmon jam.
Send them to my mom.
Yeah. I may just have to do that. I can't give them away fast
figure
enough.
Figure something out with them. I don't know. Aren't persimmons and like mincemeat pie? And that's like our favorite thing. But she doesn't make
probably.
It. My grandma made it. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, anyway.
All right. So we got some reader mail.
Excellent.
Mario has a couple questions. Four questions. One, Double Dare versus Funhouse. Oh, come on.
Double Dare.
Double Dare. Funhouse was like a weak syndicated knockoff.
Yeah, I mean, fine.
It had its...
Double Dare is Double Dare.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You can't... Nothing... I mean, that's basically the imitator versus the original right there.
Yeah. I think we definitely agree on that.
And also, I wasn't a huge fan of... What was his name? JD something?
I don't even remember.
A ginger. But he was a ginger. I got to stick up for the ginger of the world.
That's true, but still...
Mark Summers, you can't beat Mark Summers. I mean, geez, come on.
You just can't. It's the best. And it had the giant nose picking game. And
oh man, people would get hung up on that one.
Yeah, like that was apparently like the hardest one.
That because like it would get way high up there. And yeah, I remember that would suck up. I remember one watching where you're just like screaming at the TV.
Yeah.
It sucked up like it was like the second obstacle. It sucked up the whole time.
Yep.
Like, oh gosh. And meanwhile, the whole family or whoever is just like go crazy.
Ah, can you imagine being the one that got stuck with the nose though?
Dude, it was horrible. Like in Slimed, Mark Summers and some of you have talked about like parents screaming at their kids.
Oh, I can imagine.
He saw some horrible things.
Because you know the parents are, I mean, the kids just aren't like, keeping all that money.
And the parents prizes. Want the car and everything. And right. Like, yeah. How are your music lessons? I think he's talking about mine.
I believe that's to you, yeah.
Well, I'm not taking formal lessons, but I'm still... plucking away.
That's good.
When I'm playing TV, watching TV and stuff. I'll be working on my fingerings.
How's your calluses?
Not good.
Not good?
Nah, I need to work on it more. Cold where you are. How cold were you, Phil? Or Pole? Okay. Let's see. Right now, it is not cold. It's 45 degrees. It's cold for us.
I don't know. I don't have a thermometer, but I'm going to guess. You have a
phone,
30s.
Dude.
I'm looking.
What do you have on your phone?
Give me a second here.
Okay. You know what? I can find out faster than you.
You probably can.
Type of temperature. 41 degrees.
41 degrees. There you go. It's supposed to snow tonight.
Not tomorrow. It's snowing. Snow tomorrow.
Oh, well, tonight and tomorrow.
Tomorrow it has little snow showers. Snow showers, man.
Yeah. All right. So there you go.
Is that like your annual snowfall?
Yeah, we rarely get more than like one or two a year.
-6. Ugh.
All right. I think you win.
Ugh. No thanks. Let me see how my mom's doing. And by that extension, Adam Wells. -6.
-6. Dang. I mean,
and
I've been
snow
in
tomorrow.
-6 before, but.
And, oh, wait, no, Sunday, snow. Sunday, snow. Monday, snow. Tuesday, fog.
Huh.
The it high is tomorrow is -2.
The high is -2?
Yes.
Jeez.
Stay cold. Stay warm. Stay cold. Stay warm, Mom. Yeah. And Adam Wells.
And Craig. You might need to get some more of that rabbit fur to keep warm. Because it's really cold.
He says it's good.
All right.
Okay. You want to see? Okay. Let me go back. Let me see where my old... Oh, gosh. I don't know when it started getting cold in Harbin. Let's see what it is right now. See, it's only 17 degrees in Harbin right now, which is nothing. Not bad at all. But talk around, that's actually, but like December, well, it is December, January. I just remember one day in January, it was negative 40, and I wanted to die. Yeah,
that's crazy. I think the coldest I've ever been is probably in the like negative, I don't know, 10 maybe, because it gets pretty cold in Big Bear sometimes. So I have been in the negatives, but
not it was that negative cold. 40. I'm telling you, I had a thermometer. Craig's
sense. He says no. That Harbin is like the ice.
It was the ice. I had a temperature. It was negative 40. I had a thermometer. I was standing on a frozen lake, and it was at the ice festival, and it was negative 40.
Let's see. Really according to the internet, temperatures can reach negative 40 degrees in Harbin.
Bam.
That's what it says on Wikipedia.
Lowest well, if Wikipedia says.
Then it's got to be true. Although, no. Wait, Brendan probably just went in there and edited that right now, huh?
Yes, I did that just now. Ha ha. All right. Let's moving on. How's your diet going? My diet is going great. I'm actually, I was kind of like leveled off and like I had gained like a tiny little bit and then just kind of stayed there. And now it seems to be going back down. So I might finally break through the 300 barrier.
That's right. That's the ultimate goal, right?
Yeah, but we'll see. Well, I mean, it's tough.
Maybe not ultimate, but.
My body doesn't seem to be wanting to do that.
Well,
I don't know. So I'm trying to power through.
But you're still doing like all your exercise and stuff, like.
Yeah, I'm walking every day.
That's super good.
You know. Just cool. Avoiding the bad foods.
Yeah.
What about you, Phil?
It's actually I will be honest, we had a bad patch for a little while, but we've like recently renewed our efforts. And since, I don't know, I've gone down about 10 pounds since we restarted again. I do not have the dedication or have not had the dedication that you've had. So, but it's going much better now. Janelle's like been cooking a lot more. So we've got a lot more, you know, like healthy options and stuff. And
that's good.
So, yeah, it's cool.
Okay, then his last question. You mentioned that your grandfather had to sell the farm. Was it because he couldn't maintain all the duties or a financial crisis like some reverse mortgage scheme? Thankfully, my grandpa is insanely sharp and smart and would never be conned from his money. And people tried to. People tried to. Oh, you thought I was talking about San Diego? Negative 40, Craig.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking about Harbin, China, in the far northeast, like on level with like Russia and the Canadian prairie. Not the Midwest. Yeah, yeah. No. Oh, well, in Madison, like with wind chill, it could get down to like negative 20. But like just straight up temperatures, like where I lived, Madison, it got like negative 10. That was like about as cold as it got.
Yeah, okay. Definitely not San Diego negative 40.
Well, if that happened, I'm pretty sure the rest of the country would be dead. If it's negative 40 in San
Diego. That's apocalypse time.
That's like ice age.
Yeah.
That's like day after tomorrow. Well, going back to my grandpa. Grandpa is very wise and sharp, especially. He didn't get scammed. It was more, because he'd been spent for years, had been trying to get one of, either my uncles or my cousin or me or my brother to take over the farm. And none of us were interested at all, much to his disappointment. So he didn't really have anybody to take over the farm and started getting older, and he was still doing farming stuff like well into his 70s, but him and my grandma both had some health problems kind of hit around the same time, and he just kind of got tired of it. All the, you know, day to day running a farm.
Can't do that forever.
And so, and also we wanted to move closer to, because he has cancer, and so he needed to move closer to the, like, a bigger hospital. So they moved down to Texas, where he lives right by the VA. But it was a big change for him and for our family. Kind of sad, because that farm had a lot of...
I never got to see it. We always talked about going out there, and I never got to.
And that farm goes back to my great-great-grandpa. Like, he homesteaded there. Like,
wow.
It has been in our family for... and ever.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Did it get turned into something else?
I don't know. I'm sure it's still farmland because it's very valuable as farmland.
Yeah.
And my grandpa also had, like, I think there was also, like, the water rights. And I know that's a big deal.
Oh, okay.
Like, so the water rights that he had and all that stuff. So I'm sure whoever, I don't know. Because you couldn't do anything else because it's like out in the middle of nowhere. The town that my grandpa lived in, it wasn't really a town. I mean, when I was a young kid, it wasn't a town. But then they have a post office. So they became a town for, I think it was for water rights purposes, as they made a town out of, like, it's like it's maybe 10 farms and a post office. And that's the town of Miami, New Mexico.
Is it Miami, New Mexico?
Yes.
Really? That's awesome.
And because it's like 30 miles outside of Springer, New Mexico, which is a little bit bigger, like probably a town of like 4,000, maybe a little bit more.
So when you were in like elementary school, you totally did this. When you were going on vacation there, you
going
told
to
everyone,
Miami.
Oh, I'm going to Miami. Yep. And they're like, what? Cool.
Yep.
That's funny.
But seriously, Miami is a post office. Nothing else. and this was like a lot. And then, like, he had gradually, like, accumulated some other pieces of land over, like, my great-grandpa. And then my grandpa, after he got out of the military, kind of took over. But him and my great-grandpa both ran it together for a while. And then when my great-grandpa died, he inherited everything, and so then he sold it.
Now, this is not the grandpa you were talking about earlier, right?
No, this is my dad's dad. I was talking to you about my mom's dad who died when I was like 5.
And okay.
Lived in Minnesota, but I was finding out about, I was learning more about him. Apparently, he grew up in New York. His whole family's from New York. He was the youngest of 8 kids living in Brooklyn during the Great Depression. And then he joined the Army and was in World War II. I didn't know a whole lot about him. This is my grandpa Brendan, who I'm named after, Brendan John Connolly. Yeah. And then he was a medic at the Battle of Iwo Jima, which is, that's crazy.
That's really cool.
Like, cause a lot of people died there, and it was like one of the bloodiest, like, if you've ever seen Flags of Our Fathers or Letters from Iwo Jima, that was where my grandpa was. Huh. And also where the flag, like that famous.
Right.
You know, and then after the war, he was stationed in Texas, met my grandma, who was from Minnesota, so they moved up there. And then for the rest of his working life, he worked for the state of Minnesota, writing newspaper articles about, like instruction manuals, all kinds of stuff about, like, he worked for the Department of Natural Resources, and he was also a sports writer, and he had a radio show.
So this totally makes sense.
It all makes sense.
It's in your blood.
He sounds like he was an awesome dude. I'm just really, it kind of bummed me out. I never really got to know him that well. My mom says he was really cool.
So my grandpa Vecchio lived in New York during the Great Depression too.
Yeah.
Maybe they were friends.
I don't know if did Irish and Italian people get along?
I don't know. Maybe not at that point in time. Although my grandma that he married was part Irish, so at some point he was okay with it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we were Connollys. We were I think my grandpa was Grandpa Brendan was first generation, and his dad came over, but we don't know a lot about him because he died when my grandpa was four. My mom's been trying to find, like, there's a certain point, like, my mom's done a lot of genealogy, and she's managed to trace her mother back to, like, Europe, and, like, because she's German. But like the Connolly trail kind of stops dead at my dad's and my great grandpa, because like there's just so many Connollys, and especially in New York, like, cause you know, fresh off the boat, Irish, tons, just so many of us. And so she said it's been really hard to kind of trace back. I think she has some leads going back to Ireland, and she's found some of like our really distant relatives, but there's so freaking many of us. Again, especially like she's found so many cousins, because my grandpa was, like I said, was the youngest of eight, and so there are tons of us.
Yeah.
Like I have, like, the one that she does keep in touch with is, because also a lot of them, like a lot of her uncles and aunts are dead, because again my grandpa was the youngest of eight, so he was like he was a baby. And so even them and a lot of their kids are, like, old and passed on. But some of them are still around. So my mom has a cousin who lives in New York, but he's, like, in his 70s or maybe even his 80s. He still lives in New York, and she actually keeps in touch with him. And his grandson or his granddaughter's husband, so, like, my second cousin or something, I don't know how that works, something is like that. Is the one of the executive chefs at the Chateau Marmont in Hollywood.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's going to hook you up what?
I don't know. This is like distant family here.
Well, but if it helps, we can talk about it on the show.
Yeah. I don't think we need to talk to him. Everybody knows. I don't even know if we could get a table there. That's like one of those fancy places.
So you don't think that our promotion on our show would help them any?
I don't know. Maybe talk to them.
Help them reach a new audience.
So that's the story of the Creasy Farm. It was called the Valbuena Angus Ranch, and
maybe, you know, that is
Angus
part of your
is beef cows.
Oh, okay. I thought that was like the name, and maybe that's why you're predisposed to like
maybe
the movie
that
Angus.
Too I don't know, but that was the name of our ranch, and I think the new owners renamed it, or it got absorbed into something. I don't know. I didn't really follow up on that with my grandpa. Let's see. Mark Ariano writes,
Mark
here. Hope this letter gets read. Not sure if the show is going to continue after the 100th episode fiasco. Kidding. Hey, it's 101. We made it. We made it past the. I don't know what happened with the milestone episodes, both obstacles and.
Just too much pressure, you know, to deliver on that stuff.
Maybe. So. I'm just been. Did he have cattle or crops? Both, actually. Both. Towards if in the 80s, like, he sold most of his cattle because it's a lot harder and more expensive. And so he's pretty much, by the time I was like a teenager, especially when I was helping him out, it was all wheat and hay and all that crap. It's a lot of freaking work, man. The one summer where I really worked for my grandpa, like, I wanted to die. I hated it. Like, so much.
I can imagine.
He had me freaking splitting fence posts. It's like Abe Lincoln crap. and all this other crap, and like driving a tractor, not as easy as it sounds. Pitching hay, flipping hay bales that have snakes underneath them. Yeah, fun times.
So you are not probably going to be a farmer.
No. Much to my grandpa's great disappointment, not a farmer. The one person that we really thought was going to do it, my cousin, even he couldn't deal with it. Mostly because he couldn't deal with my grandpa, but.
It's not for everybody.
No.
I respect it. It's hard work. I enjoy orcharding.
It's super hard work. I could probably handle an orchard level. But even that, like, once you get bigger than, and like what you have, Phil, like that's like about as big as.
Yeah, even that's a lot to maintain. My livelihood doesn't depend on it.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mark says, my question is, being that you two are very much into music. Ooh, this is a good question.
This is a good one.
Which do you prefer, live music or recorded music? Definitely a question that my answer flip-flops at times. Keep up the great work, or if the show is dead, thanks for the great work. Mark from Palm Springs, California. P.S. I bought tickets to Monday Night Raw at the Staples Center in February, sitting ringside again. Radio Brendo Man sign will be returning, as with MBWS added. Awesome. I'll definitely have to keep my eye out on that. I really wanted to go to Raw, the Staples Center, but I'd have to take 2 days off. Things are so up in
the air. Well, that might not be a problem.
I don't know, but then I would be saving. I'd have to save my money, plus like traveling and hotel and everything. Especially since that's only a couple months before my big WrestleMania trip.
That's which true. Is
still on, even though I'm becoming more and more worried about what the card is going to be.
Not any better.
That's really, we'll see. I mean, a lot could happen, but it's what I think's going to happen. I'm really not happy about, but that's really not the point. The point is to go to this epic event regardless of, and also just going to New Orleans. And I think it'll be, and plus I need a vacation. I need a vacation so bad. So as in regards to live or recorded music, Phil,
it's a tough question. I mean, obviously I love both. I would venture to say that it really depends on the artist, because there's some artists that I feel like the live experience is vastly superior to the recording. And then there's others that I feel like are captured much better in recording. For instance, I'll give you an example of both. Javelina Rail Company is a band that I think their CDs are great, but if
live their live performance
was unbelievable. And just you, there's no comparison. So I don't know. I mean, in their case, not that I don't like the CDs, but their live show just that much better.
But I think it also depends on the style. Like I think you would definitely agree. Like some, like a lot of electronic bands, like just because of the nature of it, the live just can't quite, because there's always it's very difficult, because you know they rely on a lot of tracks and other things, and sometimes you just can't replicate that live. But but then they also do some creative things live, like I think at House of Wires, or like when I saw Kraftwerk live, it was like a whole different experience. It wasn't the album, but it was like something else, you know. I think about like what the stuff that Ronnie does for his live show, always mixing it up, trying different things, because he knows he's not really trying to replicate the album sound, because the way he makes his albums, that's almost impossible to reproduce live.
Right. So it's a very different experience. Still really cool, but there's probably a lot of times that some of the songs I think come off better, you know, recording because of that.
Yeah.
Some of them he doesn't even do live because it's too hard to replicate.
Or so. And when you think of like Starflyer, where the live act is like, cause like a lot of his albums, it's like pretty much all him.
Right.
Whereas the live, it's obviously not, but so it's kind of, I treat those kind of two different things, and they're both awesome.
Yeah.
Same thing with like Smashing Pumpkins. Like again, like when you have that kind of musician, or Lenny Kravitz, that's like on the albums, they're doing pretty much everything. And but they can't do that. You need a band when you're playing live because you can't be playing multiple instruments.
Right.
I think for me, it just, again, it depends. But there's just something to be said about the live show. And especially when you're evaluating, like when you're evaluating bands for like Phil and I, especially like when we were really working, like, you know, booking bands and doing stuff, you can't go just by a demo CD.
Oh, like, definitely not.
Especially when you're booking live shows, because we all know, especially in this day and age with computers and everything, you can make crap sound pretty darn good with computers. So, like, that was kind of, like, I know that was a rule. Like, if I'm going to book this band, I have to see them live.
Right. No matter how good it sounds.
And especially, like, in this day and age where touring is everything, you got to be able to play live. And
yeah.
And that's a quick way to see if a band is worth their salt. Because there's plenty of bands that sound great in the studio, but just can't do it for me live. And I think that says a lot about a band. Especially like when, like rock bands, you know, like rock bands. And I mean, and then I think about even like one of my favorite bands, like U2. I love U2 albums, but their live shows are just something else, you know, like. So even them, like I would.
Well, and to me, they kind of serve each other, because when you know the music from a CD, it's more fun to hear it live.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and then, you know, when you've heard it live, then it's cool to, like, you know, take it home with you. So
yeah,
and you can appreciate like some of the deeper levels of the songwriting. So I don't know. I mean, yeah. I think they just go hand in hand. I definitely could not.
There's nothing more disappointing than going to a live show for a band that you've been listening to their CDs and you really dig them, and then their live show is terrible. Like, that to me is like the ultimate letdown.
Yeah. The only thing that's like even comes close to that is going to the live show and you really like the band and you buy their CD and it stinks.
Yeah, that's because that can also happen. But I still think because CDs. Having a bad CD a lot can cause, but if you're a good live band, like, I don't know, that to me seems more valuable than.
Yeah. Well, because you can always go and record something else, but if you're just not a good live band,
you got major fundamental problems. Exactly.
Yeah.
But in the world, and like, but then, you know, then again, in the pop music world, you know, they don't, that doesn't matter at all.
Yeah. So,
so again, it just depends. Though. It depends on the style. I think it, like, and again, also, like, I'll go through phases where I remember I went through a phase where I only listened to like live albums. Like, I'm like, I don't want any of this studio crap. like, I don't know. I was going through like a very snobby phase. I don't know.
See, I like, would venture
want it,
to
I
say
want it
that
raw.
I enjoy live albums of bands that I really like. But those are usually my least favorite recording of any given artist. Like, I don't know. I like seeing them live, but the recording live rarely comes across like I would want it to. There's some good examples of good live albums, but there's
a lot of
bad
live
ones.
Albums are done as money grabs, and the recording sucks.
Right.
So it has to be a good live album. Like, that wasn't just a cash grab, because I feel like a lot of live albums are a cash grab. Like, it's
but
only
there are some good ones.
Some live albums, it's one step above greatest hits for, like, cash grab.
The worst is the greatest hits for where it's got, like, one or
like
two new tracks.
Or greatest hits for bands that have two albums.
Well, that too, yeah. But if it's only got, like, one or two new songs, you have to buy it if it's a band you like.
Well, that's what they do to get you to buy the greatest hits.
Yeah.
They trick you. Well, not trick you.
I don't know. I guess that's not as bad, though, as the – I mean, it's not super recent, but fairly recent trend of, like, special edition. Like, they'll release –
those – I don't – what is up with the special editions where it's got, like – that's – that, to me, that's just, like, in the age of, like – that's, like, a last-ditch effort from the music industry when they realize that, like – their whole freaking world is about to collapse.
Right.
So they're like coming out with it because you're like, oh, like, oh, this is a new album from this person. Oh, wait, no, it's not. Like, what the heck is
this? I just bought this. And it's got, like, three live tracks and, like, and, like a remix bigger liner notes and So, and then it, you know, it's the same thing, like, when they do that with DVDs, sometimes I'll wind up just not buying it right away to see, are they going to put out a version that has stuff that I'm going to want?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
So like, then it kind of backfires on them.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, that's what we're getting now in a world where physical media is dying off, especially CDs. I mean,
now, if it's like way later, like let's say it's a reissue of a 20-year-old album. Reissue,
I think, is different because especially if it's remastered.
Yeah,
and with especially bonus material, if it's
that's fine.
Yeah, like that's totally fine. I'm talking about like albums that come out and then a year later.
Or sometimes even less.
Like 6 months. I mean, later.
Sometimes they're simultaneous, even.
Yeah, yeah, stuff like that. That's BS, dude. That's bullcrap.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga is a huge offender in this category. Like her, like she released like three different versions of her first album. It was stupid.
Which may or may not be her fault in a larger contract setting.
Well, that's the record companies. Like it's obviously the record companies I think are to blame for almost all of that stuff. Because again, their profits are rapidly falling.
Yeah.
They got to make every penny they can while they can.
Yeah, because it's not, it's, I mean, well, it already looks it's very, all very going different.
Away.
But
it's all going away.
Yeah.
Well, especially now that, like, you have to milk those big, big artists for everything they can get out of them. Because those are, right. That's where they're making the majority of their money.
That's all that's left. Because it's because the medium-sized artists that are making money just do it on their own.
Yep.
So.
Thank you, Radiohead and Trent Reznor.
Speaking of music, in case we don't get to it, we got some new PopVox singles out right now.
Oh, yeah, you're been busy with that.
Okay, so I have to confess,
and hey, it's
though,
Christmas time, so
that's right.
PopVox Christmas. We've got two Christmas albums. We got Christmas singles. They're available on iTunes. They're available on our digital store if you don't want to use iTunes. You can get physical CDs, order them from our website or on CD Baby.
Or on Facebook.
Yeah, just go to our Facebook store.
It's everywhere.
Go to our Facebook page.
Amazon.
Get some MP3s. Go to Amazon. Buy the CDs. You know, remember CDs? They're cool.
Yeah. Well, you can buy the digital stuff on Amazon too.
Yes, you can buy it everywhere. Digital, print.
You name it.
We even
it's
got
there.
Phil's there. If you want it, there's package deals on the
That's
website.
Right. In fact, specifically site. For Christmas.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, it's funny. Okay, so I paid for and submitted these singles like a while ago. You probably remember.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was taking them a long time to update or whatever, to upload. And then I went back
and
looked.
You missed a step.
Well, I intentionally missed it, though, because one of the steps is album artwork. Well, I thought because I was doing a single, I didn't have to do album artwork because it's just a single. It's just a song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there has to be an album artwork for, like, when it pops up on the...
Well, I just assumed it would come up under, like, their other album. I don't know.
They don't know what you want to do. A lot of people do album artwork for singles.
Well, that's why it took so long to go, because all of a sudden I looked and I'm like... Why is it not up yet? Oh, shoot. It's just sitting there waiting for me to put artwork on. So it's all done now.
Cool. Yeah, that's. I had to start forwarding you.
Like emails. Tons of them. I've been busy.
Busy. Busy to do that. You finally posted a freaking comic.
I know. It's good. I've been super productive this week. I'm getting a lot done.
Cool.
Also, starting your... the puzzle that you gave me, the giant puzzle, got the table clearing off. And we got our Christmas decorations up. I've been like mega productive this week. I don't know what happened, but it's been good.
Keep it up.
Yes.
Well, you know what else is good?
Yes.
Audible.com. Get a 30-day free trial of the free audiobook. Sign up at audibletrial.com/Brendoman, and you'll get a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial. audible.com. That's audibletrial/Brendoman, And my recommended audiobook, keeping up with the trend from last week, I'm going to recommend Mockingjay so you can get a head start
on next year's movie.
Movies.
Movies. Well, is it next year, just one of them? Is it
I think 2014? So. I think they'll probably trail it out.
They're stretching this thing out, of course. That's a good recommendation.
That's my recommendation.
It's made a lot of money so far. The Catching Fire movie. It's doing quite well.
Had no doubts that was gonna happen.
I didn't either. But it's fun. I love following. Like when I like a movie a lot, I will obsessively track all the box office stuff because it's fun. And you didn't used to be able to do that. Yeah. There was a time when the only way you knew stuff like that was like Guinness Book World Records for the top ones.
Yeah.
Nobody told normal people how much their movies were making. See, my book recommendation is there's a couple books by Stephen Colbert. I Am America and So Can You and America Again are both on there.
I haven't read the new one yet.
I actually haven't read the new one yet, but the original is great. Also, actually, he's got a couple more. There's also I Am a Pole and So Can You, which I don't know anything about. The second one, America Again, they're all, you know, he reads them all.
Yeah.
But sometimes he's got guest people.
Yeah.
And he's got Tim Meadows doing America Again with him. And actually Tom Hanks does I Am a Pole and So Can You. So
awesome.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Well, I know I had America the Book audio book from the Daily Show, and it had the whole Daily Show staff doing the audio
stuff.
That's
on there too, but I'm pretty sure one of us recommended that
and,
already.
So. Yeah, I think I did. But I love their audiobooks, and I'm sure this is true with Steve because it's a completely different experience from reading. You got to do both, really.
Yeah, because you can't reproduce everything in audio, so they just like it's totally different.
Yeah, and they have audio specific jokes and other things that they do. Really funny.
It's very good.
And it's also funny to listen to the show on Stitcher. I don't know where I was doing with that.
Fun me.
I was going to say fun, and then I was like, it's also funny. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Funny, listen to the show on Stitcher. Go to RadioBrendo.com, click the Stitcher link, and then make sure you subscribe to us on Stitcher. Give the thumbs up. Rate us. Use the code BrendoMan if you haven't signed up yet for the free mobile app. If you got a tablet, you can get it on there. You got it on your phone. You just go on the web.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And if you want to be everywhere with your podcast, you would want to get hosting at DreamHost because they're the official host of Radio BrendoMan. If you go to DreamHost.com, use the promo code Radio BrendoMan at checkout. You will save $50 plus.
$50?
Yeah, that's not all. That's not all, Phil. You'll get an additional free domain registration. So you already get one. They're already giving you one free domain. Now you got two.
Wow.
Bam. It's a good deal.
That is indeed a great deal.
And that's only if you use the promo code Radio BrendoMan, DreamHost.com. And they got one-click WordPress installed. You can be up. Bam. You want a webcomic? You can install WordPress, install Comic Press, one-click, bam. You got your webcomic. You want a podcast? Install WordPress, install PowerPress or whatever. Bam. You want a shopping cart for your website? You want to sell, I don't know, sell scarves, stuff?
I do want to sell scarves.
My mom sells scarves, so that's why I was thinking about that.
It's good.
Let's see. And the easiest way you could support this show, because we all shop at Amazon. Phil, you shop at Amazon. I shop at Amazon.
I definitely shop at Amazon.
And so if you shop at Amazon and you're doing your Christmas shopping right now, we want to thank everybody that's been supporting us through this because it's the easiest way to do it. All you got to do, go to RadioBrendo.com, click the Amazon banner or the link below the banner, and then do your normal Amazon stuff. Buy that, you know, buy that case of toilet paper, buy that CD, buy that MP3, anything you buy on Amazon, and you just do it, and you won't, you don't get charged extra. You're just, it's kicking us a little bit of what you, what you're buying. And you guys have been helping us out huge. We've almost paid for our hosting for the year just from this Amazon stuff,
which is super cool.
You guys are awesome. So speaking of awesome, we also like to read out some of the things that you guys buy anonymously, of course. But
so what do we got this week?
Man, somebody bought a lot of clothes.
All right.
We got a BGSD men's wool blend pea coat.
Nice.
It's an expensive coat, Phil. It's $120.
Well, pea coats are snazzy.
They are snazzy. I remember I was always jealous of the guys that got to wear pea coats at Disneyland, and I had my crappy beige coat that didn't even keep me warm.
Pea coats work on a fat guy? I don't know.
I don't know.
Can I get away with a pea coat? I feel like that's a skinny person's coat.
Depends on the pea coat.
I guess so. A well-crafted pea coat.
Well, this guy also, maybe it's not the same person, I don't know. Dickies men's insulated Eisenhower jacket, dark navy, extra large.
Nice.
Man, somebody's getting ready for winter because then they got Seth Roberts. See, so Amazon's got clothes. You got everything. You got everything. Seth Roberts striped or plaid cashmere feel men's winter scarf. There you go.
It's the right time of
you
year.
You got the scarf, you got the jacket, you got the pea coat. You're all set.
There's a whole wardrobe.
Then we got some books. Somebody got the Hogwarts library. Getting
Is
ready
that like
for
the
that.
Whole collection or something?
Well, no, I think it's like the school books.
Oh,
they had like the famous monsters and where to find them or something. And then there was another one. There's a Quidditch book, I think.
Oh, cool.
All right. Somebody got some DVDs. In honor of Paul Walker, which, oh my gosh, can't believe that. So sad.
Yeah, nuts.
Somebody bought Too Fast, Too Furious. I'm sorry, but that's the worst one.
Well, maybe this is the scenario I imagine. They already own all the rest of them.
They're a Bow Wow fan? Wait, no, he was in...
No, that was the third one.
Who was? Oh, Tyrese was in the second one. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Too Fast, Too Furious.
I'm just saying this person probably already owned all of them.
So they
and in order to honor Paul Walker's memory, they figured they'd complete their collection.
That's cool. I understand.
See, there you go. There you go.
All right. Then somebody got the Muppet Christmas Carol 20th Anniversary Edition on Blu-ray.
That's crazy that came out 20 years ago.
Holy crap, man. Somebody got X-Men, The Last Stand on Blu-ray.
Your other favorite.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, I still like that one. Not a perfect movie.
Dude,
but...
it was only $3.99 on Blu-ray. Well, that's why they bought it.
That shows, yeah. They could not complete their collection for that price.
These are some cheap Blu-rays. Somebody's getting some good Blu-ray deals. Too Fast, Too Furious, $7.96. See, Muppets was a normal price. And then X-Men, $3.99. wow. So that's a sale right there. We made a whopping 24 cents off of that.
Thank you. Every penny counts.
It does. Somebody, I think this was Craig, buying my present, The Eyes of the Dragon. Kindle ebooks. See, you buy your ebooks on there. You can even help us out that way.
That was like a double present for you then.
Yeah. So, yeah, cool. We got a little bit of that cash on top of that. Also on the clothes front, and somebody, again, preparing for winter, ribbed beanie hat, slouch style, skull cap, ski hat, light gray. Listen to this. This ski hat was only $1.45.
Really?
Yeah. You can't beat that.
All right.
Somebody got some boots. Timberland Men's Earth Keepers. So, again, they seem like the winter rugged.
Yeah, I think someone's moving to a cold territory.
Lace-up boots, burnished brown. They got small feet, 8.5.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a women's, 8.5 women's. Someone's buying women's boots.
I think that's like a normal size, I think. They're different sizes, aren't they?
I don't know. I understand women's sizes. somebody got Born Identity Blu-ray and
Great
Born
movie.
Ultimatum Blu-ray.
Is it the third one?
I think that's the third one.
Also very good.
Then somebody got a Jolly Jumper Sneak a Peek's infant car seat cover.
Okay.
We got 21 Jump Street on Blu-ray.
The awesome. Movie yes. or the old show?
The movie.
Okay. That's a funny movie.
And G.I. Joe Retaliation on Blu-ray, which I haven't watched yet.
That's the second one, right?
Yeah, I want to watch it. Yeah. Somebody got Just Dance 2014.
Nice.
On PlayStation 3.
That's the one that has Ghostbusters. Yeah.
So that's that. That's the Amazon for this week. Thank you, everybody, for all your purchases. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Super awesome. All right, moving on. Phil, I almost totally forgot about the gift exchange.
I know, but it's still not too late.
I'm giving you guys till Sunday.
If someone's listening,
they have to be listening Sunday. Live because I don't think this episode is going to go up till Sunday. I'll give them till Sunday the 8th, and then I'm closing it down.
We do have some already, so this is good. But
this is last
chance. I forgot about
it. I've been really busy. And during Thanksgiving week, I was working, so.
Because we got to have enough time to actually buy them and send them out.
Well, it's not going to take that long.
Well, yeah, but, you know, shipping.
Well, if you haven't entered yet, just email me. Brendoman@gmail.com or go to the website, go to radiobrendo.com, click the contact button. All we need from you is your Amazon wish list. Make sure that that wish list is tied to your current address. Otherwise, you won't get anything. Once you buy something, you're going to be 40. Like, I'll send out emails with instructions, but just make sure once you do buy something, you send us the receipt so we can mark it off that you did it. But
you're make just sure gonna, everybody gets something.
Yeah. So that's
$10 minimum, right?
$10. You got $10. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's not too bad. And you'll be getting something for $10 from someone else, so it's exciting.
Or more, maybe.
Or more. That's true. $10 minimum.
Book Corner.
Yes.
I haven't finished any books this week. I'm slacking them.
I haven't either. We both are slacking.
Well, I've been trying to finish 1Q84. It's a really long book. I'm like 40% done, but I've been reading it like crazy. It's really good. It's really weird, and I have no idea what's going on right now, but it's good. It's got me locked in. Because like it basically seems to be about these two people whose lives are slowly converging together, but it's weird. One of them's like an assassin, and one of them's a writer, and it's crazy. And there's like a cult involved, and all this weird, crazy stuff. And I don't know how it's gonna end up.
But you like it,
Yeah. I also started I got two Disney World books at the library a month ago. And the other one, it's by, what's his name? David Koning, who wrote Mouse Tales and more Mouse Tales.
Okay.
Well, he finally wrote a book about Disney World called Reality Land. So it's done in that style. And it's fascinating because I'm still in, the park hasn't even opened yet. And it's like all the build up to like opening the park. And it's insane. The amount of like covert operations they had to do and like laws they had to go around and all this crazy stuff to make that resort what it is. It's nuts.
Now, is this an authorized one, do you think?
I don't think so. I think, again, it's like Mouse Tales, and it's in this authorized right. in the sense that he interviewed a ton of like inside people, like tons, like Tony Baxter, all the big Card Walker, all these executives, like he got the inside scoop.
That's cool.
But I don't think it's authorized in that level.
Right.
I don't know. And I started Half Upon a Time, our official book club book. And I had no idea what to expect, and I'm already fascinated with this whole mythology.
It's really cool, huh?
Yeah, because it's basically like, fairy tales are real, and there's this world where fairy tales are real, and Snow White like led an army against the Wicked Queen, and now like the Wicked Queen's trying to take back power and all this crazy stuff.
And it's super, like, it's funny too. It's yeah. got like a really good sense of humor.
Yeah. It's like a more even like a more grown up version of Shrek.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Like, it's that level of humor, like making jokes about, like, there's this one like throwaway joke where he's like, "Yeah, when we had to get rid of all the talking animals." And she's like, "What?" And he's like, "Oh, I don't want to talk about it right now."
Like, yeah, it's definitely like, cuz I know there's been a lot of, you know, different takes on fairy tales over the years, but I feel like it's a very unique vision of it, you know.
Yeah.
It's really good. You can see why I wanted us to do it, and then I was really stoked
because we got awesome.
The author. So.
We're going to be talking with him sometime in January.
Yes.
Just got to finish those books.
So we got to finish them. So if you want to read those along with us, you definitely should.
Yeah.
The author is James Riley. The first book is Half Upon a Time, and it's really good. And
go to our read that. Book club page. RadioBrendo.com. Click the book club link on Goodreads. Boom.
And it's awesome.
So you're reading the second one.
I'm reading the second one. I'm not done with it yet, but it's again, very, very good. Very. It follows. I mean, I can't without reading the first one. Without, I don't want to like say anything okay. about it because
say you know, nothing.
I don't want to spoil. But it's really good.
You really enjoyed the first one though.
Oh, absolutely. All the way through. Like, I feel like it was really, really, really good.
And you're also reading, what are you reading?
And then, I'm still in the middle of BFG also, but I got a copy of Adventure Time Volume 3, which is one of the collections of the Adventure Time. Yeah, it's the
Ryan North?
It's a collection from Ryan North, yeah, wrote him, of Dinosaur nice. Comics fame. And it's really, really funny and awesome. This one,
Ish, like, was collecting all of them, and like, they were great comics.
Yeah, this one starts out with the choose your own adventure time, and nice. It's like,
you oh get yeah,
to choose
yeah, yeah,
your path through it, but it's like all drawn with like arrows to the different places that you would choose, and it's really hilarious and awesome. So,
and yeah. If you're also interested, speaking of webcomics, people doing that. Meredith Grand wrote a series for one of the characters. What's the princess or?
Yeah.
I don't know. One of the spin-off characters.
Yeah, it's like a side storyline.
Yeah, and she wrote, like, let me find out. She wrote Marceline.
She
wrote the Marceline series. Yeah, so that's, and her stuff is really great too.
And we went to a panel about this stuff. You went to that one with me, right?
Yeah. Yes. And it was awesome.
So, super cool. So that got me excited about it and finally got to read some. So
cool.
It's really good. So that's my books. Actually, real quick, where I got it from is also really cool. Janelle's school Janelle and Audrey's school had a book fair, and we went and got
book
to like
fair.
We took the kids to their first book fair, and they all picked something out, and then I saw this there, and so I'm like, oh, I want to get something from the book fair too. So I got Adventure Time.
I love book fairs. Book fairs are like the best thing in the world.
It made me super proud of my kids because they both love books. Like, we spent half the day at the library, and then like Janelle called and was like, hey, we're having a book fair, you guys gonna come down? So we went to the library, and then we went to the book fair, and they were just like in heaven all day long. So teach nice. Kids to read, everyone, make them enjoy it, it's worth it.
Yeah, seriously.
So
okay, I know you told me this story when we were at Long Beach Comic Con, but now you gotta tell it on the show.
Okay.
Your latest watch of Hoarders.
Gosh, yes.
DVD on demand corner.
Yeah, well, we finished watching through, I think, season 5 of Hoarders on Amazon Prime.
So you saw the most disgusting thing you've ever seen on Hoarders, which to me is shocking.
Yeah, because I've seen, I mean, the mountains of dirty diapers and...
The rat guy with, like, the dirt floors, the rabbit people...
Yeah,
like you were. I was asking you. I'm like quizzing you. I'm like, worse than rabbit people? You're like, yes. Worse than rabbit guy? Yes. Yep. Worse than like food? Dead cat lady? He's like, yes. So tell us.
So this lady had many of those things. There were cats, there was rotten food, there was all this stuff. But much like a lot of the hoarders, her water had gotten shut down. And so in order to use the bathroom, well, she used the whole bathroom. She literally had poop mountain over her toilet. God. Like, her whole bathtub was full of poop. And then her toilet for, like, I guess she just saved solid poops for the toilet. And it was, like, it was at least 2 feet piled up, mountain of poop above
my the God, toilet seat.
So she must have been, like, climbing up on the sink and crouching over. Because it was, like, above the level of the sink. So I don't know how she could have, like, possibly landed it on this pile. Seriously, mountain of poop. And they, Janelle called it. She's like, oh, my gosh, it's Poop Mountain. And then a few minutes later in the show, they're like, it's a poop mountain. Like, they call it that in the show. They had to get people in hazmat suits, like toxic waste removal crew to come out.
This is not even the worst part of the story.
Yeah, so as the toxic waste removal crew is working, a cat runs out from behind Poop Mountain. It was, like, hiding behind the poop mountain. It runs out of the house, and they chase it out, and it gets on the front lawn and drops over dead on the front lawn. Like, oh, it was that toxic that the cat just dies from Poop Mountain.
Was it living in Poop Mountain?
I don't know. Like, it was really weird. Like, they kind of edited around it because they showed shots of it directly a number of times, and it was so bad I had to look away. And I don't.
You said, like, people were puking and.
Yo, everyone, yeah, they walk in, everyone runs out of the house and starts puking out in the lawn and stuff. And I can usually handle, like, watching something on TV. Maybe not in real life, but on TV, it's like, it's on TV, but I
can
had
you imagine
look away.
The smell?
Oh, no, it's horrible. I mean, that was just, of,
like,
course, one
imagine
aspect.
Imagine what
of
that
it,
smell was.
Oh, and you can, like, see them all as they walk in the bathroom. The family's all, like, gagging. And, what is that? And they see it and they're like, I mean, it's just. Oh gosh, it's a mountain
so
of
this
poop.
Is on season 5 is I have to watch
season
this.
5 yeah, and it's right near the end.
I was gonna try and find it and then I got scared.
I'm seriously, like, I had to look away. Like, it was worse than any, like,
are you
horrible
watching
scene
on
I've
Amazon?
Seen in a movie.
It's on Amazon Prime, right?
It's on, yeah, Amazon Prime.
Okay,
so it's free.
Oh god, I don't know if I'm gonna try and do it.
It's horrible.
Is the episode called Poop Man?
I don't know, but it might mention it in there. I mean, it wouldn't be hard if you Google Hoarders Poop Mountain. It'll definitely come up because they call it that in the show. They call it Poop Mountain.
Hoarders Poop Mountain.
Like, it's sick, man. Oh. Oh, and it's funny too, we stopped doing this now because we used to, like, you know, we like to watch a TV show while we're eating sometimes. So we're like, oh, let's sit down. We got this good
Why
meal.
Why would you watch Hoarders while you're eating?
Well, we used to do that. We don't anymore because we'll be like, oh, like, you know, sit down and you got your good food and it comes on. And it's like, and it shows mountains of cat poop or whatever. And yeah, so we don't do that anymore. Fortunately for this one, we did not have food in front of us because I would have just Ralphed right there. Like, that's horrible. So yeah, Poop Mountain. Check it out.
Dang. So on Netflix, moving on.
Yes,
finished Derek and I bawled.
Yeah?
Have you watched the whole thing?
I haven't finished it yet. No, I think I've only watched the first the four, I think.
Oh my god.
Four episodes.
Oh.
But it's amazing. Like, I love it. I watched
the show
just watched one tonight.
Is so good. Okay, did you watch the first, like, I started doing this. The one where during the credits, like, they showed, like, the old people and then they'd show, like, maybe it wasn't during the credits, just them, like, thinking of, like, their memories and, like, cut to, like, pictures of them.
No, I don't think so.
It was, like, one of the best scenes. I was, oh, dude, this show is so freaking good. I love it. And, like, I look, and then, like, so you know what you should never do when you're, like, totally high on something is, like, look it up online, because then I saw, like, all these bad reviews and, like, it's only got 3 stars on something. I'm like, what is wrong with people?
It's because people were expecting it to be, like, The Office or Extras, where it's, like, you know, laugh out loud comedy. And although it is really funny, it's way touching.
But it has, it's so much more. Oh, and, like, Carl Pilkington is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, out of everybody, like, he continuously blows me away. Like, with some of the things like his character does. Like, it's not just goofy. Like, the fact that like Carl Pilkington's character even like made me like tear up a little bit at times. I was like, oh my God, the last episode is of the series. Like, hopefully, I think it, like, they haven't said if it got picked up again, but like, hopefully. I was crying, man. And even like, what's his name? Kevin? Is he like the doofy one?
Yeah.
He has some scenes in the last episode made me cry.
Wow.
Like, really powerful stuff.
Well, because I originally watched them with Matthew, my brother, and Janelle didn't watch them. So we went back and I'm rewatching them with Janelle and she's catching up. So even watching it through a second time, and I've seen it before, I'm still like crying on every scene. So,
but it's so good.
Yeah.
But wait till you get to the rapper. Oh my gosh.
The rapper? Okay.
It's great.
All right.
Jumble sale. Oh, there's so many good things.
Well, definitely recommend it. Don't listen to those other people online.
Don't, because you're missing out. Let's see. I got a new wrestling thing I'm watching, Best of Raw SmackDown 2011. It's all right.
It's all right.
Nothing crazy. Because The Miz was champion. Like, at the beginning, which I still don't understand how that happened. even people that aren't from that familiar wrestling, a lot of people know who The Miz is because he was on Real World and Road Rules and all that stuff. He started off in reality TV. But, I mean, he's a decent enough wrestler. I don't understand how he became champion. They really, I guess John Cena needed a break.
Someone's got to be it, right?
Yeah. I finally watched Skyfall. Holy crap.
It's really good, huh?
That's a Bond movie. Why?
Yeah.
I'm up on Daniel Craig now.
Yeah. Me too.
Like, that's a Bond movie right there. Because you know what? It's a Bond movie because it was action. Action, action. I'm sorry. Casino Royale, as good as... Like, I actually like Casino Royale for the most part, but it drags so bad. And then Quantum of Solace, I fell asleep.
Yeah, that one was even worse. I fell
asleep. I'm not even kidding. I don't fall asleep in movies. I fell asleep during Quantum of Solace. That movie sucked. And Javier Bardem, holy crap. He's like in my top three Bond villains.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He was like freaky. The
makeup was really cool too. Like, I mean, like, yeah, he was...
Because I figured he was just – because, like, I didn't know if it was going to be possible for me to not think of, like, Anton Chigurh, you know?
No Country.
But, like, he was some completely different psychotic person.
Still just as creepy, but totally different.
Oh, my gosh. When he takes his freaking – oh, I don't want to spoil – I feel like everybody knows about that scene now, but when he does the thing with the teeth.
When he does the thing with his things.
How? Yeah. Duh. That was crazy.
Ugh. No, just totally
his whole mannerisms and like, oh my gosh.
Like, I liked the new Q guy too. He did a good job.
Oh yeah, the new Q was awesome. Everybody was freaking out about that before, like when they announced it. And it was great. That totally worked. And
they finally introduced Moneypenny.
Yeah, they did so many awesome things. And
I think they finally were like, all right, we'll do all the stuff everyone's been asking for.
Yeah, and you know what? It was great. So
yeah.
I'm super glad that I'm pretty sure Sam Mendes is directing the next one.
I think at one point that was the plan.
Because
anyway.
He's awesome, and this was awesome. I'm back on the Bond train.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, you know how and I felt about you, Daniel Craig. Like, I know. So it was good enough that it made me look at his stuff. So I just wish they had started with that and like just gone that route in the first place, because I feel like he would have had a better run if he did. And I feel like he was a better Bond in this one too. Like,
oh dude,
he was more playful and stuff.
He's fine. I had no problems with him. It wasn't like when I first watched Casino Royale, the whole time I'm just thinking this should have been Clive Owen would be a million times better.
Oh yeah,
why didn't they cast Clive Owen? Now I still think
Clive Owen would make a great Bond.
I still think he'd be an awesome Bond, But now I'm not as down on, you know, I'm not as against.
Yeah.
Because he did a fine job. Everybody did a great job. It was great. Yeah, I loved it.
Yep.
Liked it a lot.
Agreed.
And then I watched some more It's Always Sunny. That show's so funny, but it's so messed up. Like, I watched an episode where, like, they're trying, like, they, like, two of them go on welfare. And then, like, in order to go, but then they don't qualify for welfare. So in order to qualify for welfare, they become actual crack addicts. And then the other two guys, they take advantage of the work for welfare program. So, like, they have these two work for welfare people, like, working in their bar, and they're basically like, this is like slavery. This is... Get them to do whatever they want. And it's really funny, but really, it's a good show. I really like it. Well, Danny DeVito's amazing.
Yeah. I've only watched like a few of them, but what I saw was really funny.
Yep. So what about you?
Well, I watched some more Derek. I'm almost done with season 3 of Star Trek. And that's the last season of the original series. So then I'm moving on. So
you're going to move on?
Well, then I'm going to do the movies.
Okay.
And then, you know, I'm going to take them, even though it's not chronological when they're produced, I'm going to follow through with the first. Well, actually, no, the next one is the animated series.
You're actually going to watch that?
Yeah. It's part of the canon, you know. Why not? So, and then we finished watching My Name is Earl.
Yeah.
Because we never had finished the last season. And I didn't know this because I just kind of stopped caring. But it totally leaves on a cliffhanger and it got canceled. Like,
oh, yeah. They didn't wrap up at all.
Like, literally, it says to be continued after the last episode.
Yep. They didn't have a series finale.
Yeah. It's terrible.
They thought they were getting renewed and they weren't.
According to Wikipedia, an interview with the creator, he said that that he had like asked the studio, like, "Hey, we're gonna do a 2B continued. Can we do that?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, you're good." And then they canceled it. So it's pretty sad. Still, the last season was much better than the third season, so it kind of redeemed itself in the end because we kind of got tired of it after the third season. So. And we watched a little bit more of the 4400 too. So
still on board?
Yeah, so far. I think we're only like 5 episodes in, but it's good so far. Still like it. So we'll see how that pans out.
Hey, we haven't talked about video games in a while.
That's true.
We should talk about some video games.
You've been playing lots of Grand Theft Auto still?
I haven't been playing as much Grand Theft Auto because I've been playing a lot of WWE 2K14. I'm playing my season mode, and I got there's been 2 rounds of DLCs come out, so I got some new wrestlers, new moves, and also I've been, like, hardcore, like, because there are some amazing create-a-wrestler creators out there, and, like, so I've been downloading a bunch of create-a-wrestlers, like, perfect copies, like, any wrestler you can think of, there's a create-a-wrestler, and it's, like, amazingly well done. Like, to the point where now, with the Create a Suite, they can actually import graphics. And, like, for instance, one of my favorite wrestlers is named Raven, and he has, like, a Sandman t-shirt. And they actually somebody scanned in the t-shirt graphic and put it on his shirt and even scanned in his tattoos. Like, his actual tattoos. Like, they're not just, like, stock tattoos. So I was looking at it, I'm like, those are his actual tattoos. Somebody took the time to, like, scan that in. And... like, it's a really – so, like, they are some awesome creator wrestlers. So I've been padding out my roster on my WWE universe with all these wrestlers. So it's fun.
That's cool.
And then – so what else am I playing? Tapped Out. We're getting ready to heading into Christmas time. I managed to finish the Thanksgiving quests, and I got a turkey pet. So it's cool. Ooh. And now I'm – so, you know, plugging along in that. And I've been playing some PC games. I was playing Papers, Please on Steam, which is freaking amazing.
That's cool. That's the one that
you are a border crossing guy. And you got to, like, look at people's IDs and papers, and it's like it's really cool. It's a lot of it's fun and frustrating, and it really it's like making a statement, and you kind of like, yeah, it's really good. And then on Xbox Live, you get like 2 free games a month, which is awesome. And last month we got Might and Magic Clash of Heroes, and I've been playing that. It is freaking awesome. Phil, you would love it.
What is it, like a strategy?
It's RPG, like,
would you say?
A puzzle RPG. Kind of like Puzzle Quest, but not really, because it's not like a puzzle. Like, it's the puzzle is like you have to line up your units, and like if you match 3 units, then you can make an attack, but then you can do all kinds of other crazy things, and different units do different things. There's different kinds of units. And so it's got puzzle elements, it's got strategy elements, it's like Final Fantasy meets Puzzle Quest meets Tetris.
Nice.
I don't know. It's really awesome. They have it on 3DS. I think 3DS or DS or something.
When it's a Might and Magic, what is it?
Clash of Heroes.
Clash of Heroes.
It's freaking awesome. Highly recommended. I've also been playing a lot of Marvel Puzzle Quest on my tablet. I started playing because head-to-head PvP, and that's a lot of fun, getting some extra bonus stuff, moving along in the quest, building up my guys, leveling them up.
My brother has been obsessed with that game.
It's a lot of fun.
I play a little bit of it. It's good.
And then on the PC, I have so many games that I got on Steam that I'm just now like playing like during Steam sales. And I picked up Saints Row the Third a while back, and I started playing it, and it's a lot of fun because it's like Grand Theft Auto on like steroids, like just as far as the insanity factor, and it's really, really fun, and I like it a lot.
Sweet.
And then I've been doing the Animal Crossing. I haven't played it since, like, I guess it's like there should be starting. Is snow in your town?
Not snow yet, but. All the Christmas stuff is out. So.
Okay, so because I know you gotta, because I was reading on Reddit where you gotta find out what each person wants, because on Christmas Eve, I guess, jingle comes and you have to hand out gifts. So you gotta know which ones to hand out to who.
Ooh, that's cool.
And then there's like other things you can collect. And yeah. So I gotta get on that.
I only have like 3 more. Is it insects? 3 more insects, I think I need to get.
Oh, wow.
And then I have like 8 more fish and I think 7 more like of the dive things.
Yeah, I'm moving along. Moving along. I think I'm getting close in a couple of those categories.
It's fun though. I still love it. I've also been playing that. Playing some of the new levels on Pikmin 3. It's been cool.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of Professor Layton. I'm almost done with the 365 puzzles, that like the free download ones that we got. I think I have like 8 left. I'm only like on the toughest ones that I have left, because it ranks them, you know, about how difficult they are. And I'm finishing off all the like hardest ones now. Almost finished with the Malgrave incident, which again is really like, I can't believe that it didn't get more notice. It's a really fun, like point and click type thing. So
that's a Wii game.
That's a Wii game, yeah. Which I feel like totally went under the radar. Maybe the name didn't do it a lot of help. I don't know, but it's really cool. If you like old school point and click games, it's definitely good.
And then you just have an entry here that says new games! !
Oh, well, that's I got those. I didn't update that today, I guess, because I didn't look at it, but. That's when I got the buy 2 get 1 free game deals. So I got those.
What'd you get?
I got Wii Party U. Just
how
Dance
is that?
4,
I know a lot of people are buying that.
I will admit, of the 3, I bought those 3. I haven't played that one yet.
Oh,
we just got a ton of new games. So.
How's Just Dance?
Just Dance 4 is fun. Mostly the kids and Janelle have been playing it, but I've done a couple sessions with them. I'm pretty good at it. I beat Janelle a bunch of times, but not all of them. So, you know, she got all mad because they've been, like, playing it over, like, obsessively. And then I came in and, like, played it the first time and beat her on a bunch of them. She's like, it's not fair.
The kids like it?
The kids love it. I mean, they could just do it for hours. Audrey's favorite one is, what is it? Luke loves Rock Lobster because it has Rock Lobster on it. And there's actually like a dude in a lobster costume. But Audrey likes, what is it? It's a Rihanna song. I can't think of it. It's not Umbrella, although she likes Umbrella. But there's another Rihanna one because she has like pink hair and white hair or something that. And she likes her hair in it. So that's her favorite. Anyway, but it's lots of fun. And then Lego Marvel is still super awesome.
I want to play Lego Marvel so bad.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun. Luke and I have been having a blast with that. Like, so much fun.
Yeah, I was asking Luke about it. He wouldn't stop talking about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's got everybody in it too.
Yeah. Like,
just so, so cool. He's actually been like on a little bit of a sidetrack, but Janelle and I got him this sticker book. It's like an Avenger sticker book, and it has like hundreds of stickers, but they're organized so that, like, you know, each page, you know, there's like a page of all the Avengers and the different teams and the alternate teams, and then it's got like individual pages for all the good guys and the bad guys, and it's like super, super detailed, and he has been like obsessing over it, like make sure to put every sticker in the right place, and then ask me like what the different guys' names are and what they do, and like I think for the last week and a half, that's all he's done. Like, when he goes to bed, he always asks, can I do my sticker book in bed? And, like, it's super cool.
He's going to have, like, more comic book knowledge than anybody we know.
I bet you he could beat most people our age right now, except the true, like comic aficionados. Like, because he's already, like some of my friends that aren't big comic book readers are like, I have no idea what he's talking about. Like, I've never even heard of these guys.
And, like, he's really good at identifying people because, like, I was showing him pictures of, like, cosplay that I took pictures of at Long Beach. He was like, that's Wolverine. That's this person. That's that person.
Yeah. And he can tell you on most
of
them.
Dude's 3 years old.
Yeah. Just turned 3 not too long ago. And most of them, he can tell you, like, what their secret identity is, what their powers are. Like, he doesn't just know, like, oh, that's Wolverine. You know, he'll tell you that's Logan and you know, he's got the claws. I mean, like, he knows everything. So, that's pretty awesome. Oh, and then also on that note, I should have put this elsewhere too, but since we're talking about it, I had like the greatest like first time, and I can't believe I haven't done this sooner, but we went to our local comic book store and brought our kids in and bought them like their first comics. Like, I've bought them comics before, but I've never like taken them into a comic store and had that whole experience, and it was so awesome.
That's awesome. So, man. I remember the first time my dad took me in the comic book store. It was like changed my life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were so – well, it's because we were driving by and they had like a giant mural outside that had Spider-Man. He looks like it's Spider-Man, Daddy. And I'm like, we need to go. Why haven't we gone in there yet? Like, I'd been in there but hadn't taken him in there. So we got him an Ultimate Spider-Man comic, and then Audrey got a My Little Pony comic.
Nice.
And, I mean, they've read through those like over and over and over again. So it's pretty cool. So anyway – little sidetrack, but awesome.
You know, I think, when's Free Comic Book Day?
Oh, that would be good to know.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to find out. Free Comic Book Day. Oh, it's the first Saturday in May. Because I know that'd be a big time to take your kids.
Yeah.
Because they give out tons of free stuff and they have like stuff just for kids.
I also love the chance just to like support our local comic book store too, though. Like, I don't know, just it feels good. Like, that's one of those local businesses so that know depend on you.
You got a good local
that.
Comic shop there in Yucaipa?
Yeah, it's in Redlands, so it's technically not, it's just outside Yucaipa, but it only takes us about 12 minutes to get there, so it's pretty close, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really good, really cool store. They're really nice there, and they were super nice to the kids and stuff. So, and they had the day we were there, they had an artist guy that was doing like a little, he just had a table set up in the corner and he was doing sketches and like, I don't know exactly what it was, but showing people like certain techniques or something. I don't know if he's doing a little class or what, but so they support stuff like that too, which is cool.
Awesome. Oh, looks like you're playing some games on your iPhone.
Oh yeah, I actually am. So Janelle made me try Angry Birds, and I liked it, and I kind of got addicted to it.
You never played it before?
Before Thanksgiving, I had never played it.
You were like anti-Angry Birds, I remember. And well, I'm like, not dude, so much play
Angry Birds, but anti a phone game. So,
which is so I don't understand. Why would you be anti phone game?
I don't know. I have no logical reason for it. I can't even explain it with Phil logic.
Like, there is no logical reason. Hey, I don't want to have fun on my phone while I'm doing nothing. I'd rather just sit here.
And so I played – I have to be honest. I haven't even downloaded any of the full games yet because there's so many free ones. I've just been playing through all the free ones. I haven't done Space yet. I've done Star Wars.
Space is pretty great.
The regular one and then Rio of all things.
Rio is pretty good.
But it's actually – yeah, that's why I've been playing that one. And that one, they have the full game for free.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been playing on that. So, yeah, pretty good.
Until Phil finds out about sex.
Wait, what is this you speak of? So yeah, it's I'm allowing myself to play more games on my phone now. So I'm
telling you, it'll change your life.
Well, my town in Animal Crossing has suffered a little bit. I will admit there was a few days when I didn't play at all, and I had to go in and clean up all the weeds because of Angry Birds. Yeah. So.
Wait till you try some of the puzzle games.
Well, and I do have Puzzle Quest Marvel, but I haven't had enough. I haven't put very much time into that yet.
So what about Candy Crush?
No, Janelle started that, and I refuse to like get addicted to that because I've seen what that can do firsthand.
But I need somebody to help me unlock stuff.
Well, Janelle's like obsessed with it, so you guys can.
I'll hit her up.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I can never tell who's actually playing right now. So when I get to a point where I need to have people unlock things, I don't know who to hit up.
She's probably playing right now. Like, not just now, but like right
how
now.
How high, what level is she on?
I don't know. I have no idea. She's I'm probably on like told
80
me,
something.
Maybe not that far, but she's been playing it since Thanksgiving. So I don't know how long it takes. But
then, you would also like... I don't know. You probably like Plants vs. Zombies.
Probably so, because that's like a tower it's defense fun. Thing, right? I like that.
Yeah, but it's like got different elements to it. It's really fun.
Up and until this point, playing. The only thing I'd really played was Scrabble and Bejeweled.
Because those are
not that there's anything wrong. With those, but, yeah. But I'm now aware that there are other things, so.
Yeah, there's lots of other things.
Angry Birds is pretty addicting.
Yes.
The Star Wars one is really cool. Like, I love the powers that they all have. Have you done the Star Wars one?
I have.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right. Well, speaking of video games, we have another issue of Nintendo Power.
We do.
This one's got Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner on it.
Yes, from Roadrunner's Death Valley Rally. And this is issue number, volume 43. We're in December of 1992, so it's an appropriate month there. And let's get to it. Now, first of all, we got some good news.
Oh, my gosh, I never started YouTube.
Are you serious?
Derp.
Oh, well. It's a good thing
this
we're
is
recording.
A non-YouTube episode. Yeah.
Hopefully our things don't crash.
Shh. Sure.
That's our backup there. So good news. Last month's lack of celebrity player profile was just a one-off thing.
Good, because that was very upsetting.
I know. We're back. I think they probably just couldn't find someone that month that would do it. They're like, really? Nintendo Power? Yeah. But this month, our celebrity player profile is Craig T. Nelson.
Really?
Yes.
Coach? Playing?
You know, Coach. You know, when you think of Nintendo, you probably think of Coach, right?
Of course.
In fact, that's what they were talking about. That's his current acting gig that they're talking about here. He said if he were to create his own video game on Nintendo, its object would be to find lost car keys or locate missing dogs. So that pretty much sums up like his level of video game experience.
That sounds really exciting. Find the car keys.
And then he goes on about it. Like they keep talking more about it. It would be great if they did this because I'm always losing my keys and my dogs are always running away. I mean, like that's a lot of the conversation at the beginning. So Let's see. If he was to design a game, though, he might do a racing game, it says. His favorite video game, he said he's always enjoyed boxing games, but Mario Brothers became too complex for me. What? Keep in mind, this is at the time of Super Mario World.
Still, that sounds like something an older dude would say.
Yes, but I mean, like, yes, it's a little more complicated, but it's functionally the same type of thing.
Still the same game.
I mean, it's not jump. Like, not 64, I get it. Like, the transition to, you know, 3D maybe, but yeah, I think he's that. And he said his current favorite game is F-Zero.
Ugh.
So, yeah. But because he's... he said, I usually play F-Zero the night before a race, because he's also a race car driver, right?
Yeah.
So I guess that's why, because of the racing thing.
So Craig T. Nelson, coach likes racing.
Coach likes racing. Let's see. What else? Oh, here we go. He says, what advice would coach give to Nintendo players? He said, I'd like to encourage all Nintendo players to become avid readers, as I encourage my own son to be. I feel that reading is the foundation for the ability to communicate. If it were a Nintendo game or anything else that allows for the communication of information, I would be a real fan.
Hey, there you go.
Good job. Good advice.
Good job,
although
coach.
I don't think it's what Nintendo is going for in their celebrity profile there. But it's good advice from coach nonetheless. Let's see. Letters this month. We have a couple interesting things here. First of all, we have a winner of a contest, the Battletoads winner. Eric from Chicago, Illinois. He won a trip to England to visit the Rare Soft offices and see the British sites. Right.
Oh my gosh.
He got to go to the company. He got to see Super NES version of Battletoads while it was still under construction. He also got to meet with the developers and get to know them and take in the sites in England as well. So that's pretty cool.
Amazing.
Now, this is really interesting. It says this is in the like under the player's pulse, but it's a little news blurb. CD-ROM news. Keep in mind, this is during the Super Nintendo era. Just in case you hadn't heard, Nintendo has announced that its upcoming CD-ROM system will feature a custom 32-bit coprocessor. We are convinced that a 16-bit processor will not provide game players with significantly enhanced.
This, as Josh just pointed out, is what started the PlayStation.
Yep. By offering enhanced processing power and speed, we're confident that our CD-ROM, when coupled with the Super NES, will offer a truly superior game experience to the cartridge-based games. Thank you for all the letters because asking questions about it. We'll keep
with
you posted.
Sony.
Yes. So do you want to – have we talked about the origins of this?
Yeah, we talked about this because is what – they ended up not doing it, and they broke up with Sony, and then Sony's like, okay, well, we'll just make our own thing.
Yeah.
And that became the PlayStation.
And it was the PlayStation. Imagine if it had been called the Nintendo PlayStation. That would have been a different history of video games.
We would be living in a whole different universe right now.
So that's – that's an interesting little history bit there.
Who would have thought years later Sony would release a new console in Europe that sold more in 24 hours than all of the Wii U has sold for over a year?
Yes. Well, Nintendo's probably, you know, looked back on that and thought maybe they made a mistake. I don't know. Maybe. Let's see. The players poll for the month is the title of it is Catch March Madness with Rawlings. The grand prize is win a trip for two to New Orleans, get tickets to the NCAA Final Four games, courtesy of Rawlings.
Wow, that's
take
a big
home
deal.
An NCAA basketball game for your Super NES.
That's a pretty big prize.
Well, I would enjoy the part about going to New Orleans, so that's cool.
You could have scalped those tickets for a lot of money.
That's true. That's true. So I guess that's worth it then. And then second prize is you get a game and a basketball.
Nice.
So, there you go. What did you say? I just don't like sports. What can I say? Anything I'm forgetting here before we get to the list?
I don't know. Anything else exciting?
I think that's pretty much it. That sums it up. Let's do our top list here, and I think we'll be good to go.
All right.
Excuse me. I'm kind of still getting over a cold here. Sorry about that, as you can probably tell. All right, so this month we'll do the we'll start as always with the Game Boy. Number five is Mega Man 2 for the Game Boy. Number four is Dr. Mario, also on Game Boy.
Nice.
Number three, Battletoads, holding on. Still. They love the Battletoads. Number two, Metroid 2, Return of Samus. And number one is Super Mario Land. Game Boy is a little predictable there.
Yeah.
All right. Super Nintendo. Number five, Contra 3, The Alien Wars. Back up into the top five. I got to point out, too, this is the first month that F-Zero is not in the top five. It's out.
Good.
Number four, Super Mario World.
Wow. So it's...
Yeah, it's been bumped down. Number three, new to the top list here, TMNT4, Turtles in Time.
Well, because that's... Shoot, that game was amazing.
That's one of the best Super Nintendo games ever. Number two, Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
Man, remember you could fling the guys at the screen? That was so awesome.
Oh, dude, that game, yeah.
That was some Mode 7 graphics right there.
Yeah, I was going to say, it really showed off what the Super Nintendo could do. That was, because that was just the next level. So good.
Yeah.
And then finally, number one, Super NES, Street Fighter 2, The World Warrior.
Heck yeah.
Yes. On the NES, finally, in fifth place, we have TMNT3, The Manhattan Project.
Man, Teenage Mutant Turtles.
They're everywhere.
I guess this is 90s. So it was a 93?
Yes, 92. 92, December 92.
Yeah, so pretty much Ninja Turtles were ruling the world.
Yeah. Number four, Battletoads. So their knockoffs are even doing well. Yeah. Number three, Mega Man 4.
Let's just make them toads. Like that, somebody made a bunch of money just by doing. Let's just make them toads.
I'm surprised they didn't have like samurai lizards come out too, or something like that.
Well, there was other creatures. Remember, there was some major. There was lots of various.
There was plenty of other stuff.
Less successful.
Battletoads did okay. Number two. Is the original Legend of Zelda. Back to number two. Yeah.
Hanging in there like a champ.
And number one, no surprise here, Super Mario Brothers 3.
Freaking.
There you go. That is our top list from December 1992, volume 43 of Nintendo Power. There she goes.
You have quite the stack of crap in there, Bill.
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to block that with the magazine there, see? Here, I'll block it with Adventure Time instead. Does that work? No? Oh, there it is. Okay.
I can still see stacks of crap.
Well, it's all the old stuff. Like all the old Nintendo Power issues that I've read on the show, books I've talked about, some chalk.
Awesome.
Yeah, Janelle loves it. It's all part of my
charm. So, anything else exciting you need to talk about?
I think that's pretty good.
Any upcoming things?
Blue Christmas? Well, Blue Christmas is next weekend. That's going to be awesome. If you're in the Inland Empire and you want to come out and join us, you should definitely do that. Josh Anderson in the chat is going to be playing. When he says he just bought Sleigh Bells, probably for that show, I'm assuming. It's going to be really good. You going to come out, Brenda?
I'll be working.
Slings' final show as Slings. Did I tell you that?
Wait, you got Slings?
Yeah, Slings is playing.
I didn't know they were still around.
Yeah, well, this is their last show. He's moving. David, the main guy, is moving to Arizona.
Wow.
And so this will be his final show, their final show, like, you know, as is. He said he'll still be playing and doing Sling songs.
Slings is freaking awesome. I listen to their album on Spotify, like, all the time.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Slings is playing. Josh and Rachel's band, A Plus B. Sentry, which we're doing the CD with.
A and, plus B, I get it.
What's that?
A plus B.
Yeah, that's their band name. It's cool. All no, lowercase.
I had the A and the B.
Oh, Anderson and Blair. I didn't ever get that.
Dirt.
I thought it was just that's deep. Kind of like how Pop Vox Music is my initials, PV.
That is wise.
Yeah. And see, originally, because I did it with Matt Moss, so it was PVM, Pop Vox Music. It was Phil Vecchio and Matt. See?
Why'd you get your last name in there?
Well, Matt wanted it to be Pop Vox. Like, he came up with the idea of doing that, and it just happened to be my initials also, so.
Yeah, I know.
So now maybe you should come out. You could, like,
I don't think I will be because I have to work.
We could record live.
I have to work.
Josh said lames. Well, if for some reason.
While I can.
If for some reason.
Are you having it on a Friday or a Saturday?
It's Friday.
Definitely can't do it on Friday.
Oh. Well.
Well, yeah. Are we not doing the show that night then?
Yeah, I can't record on Friday. I forgot to tell you.
Dude, there's no way I'd make it out there on Friday. You know what that drive is like on... Oh, dude, screw that.
Well, when do you get out of work?
Well, I... No, not doing it.
What time? Just tell me what time. 3?
Yeah.
So you got 3 hours to get up there by the time it starts, and Josh and Rachel aren't playing until, like, 3rd.
No, that'll take... Dude, no.
All right.
And then I gotta be up... To work at 9 in the morning on Saturday.
Do you have to be at home to do it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not doing it.
I was going to say, you could stay here and then work from our house.
No, it'd be too easy to be tempted not to work.
No, we'll lock you in the playroom and no one will be allowed out here.
That doesn't sound exciting.
All right, well, just think about it. That's all I'm saying. We'll see. We'll let everyone know next week if it worked.
It's not going to work.
But either way, yeah, we'll have to reschedule maybe Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
We'll talk about that.
You heard it here first. Okay, well, I just want to give this sounds like the start of a bad Brendo Man fan fiction.
Lock you in the playroom.
Well, just remember, don't forget our if you haven't signed up for the gift exchange yet, you still have a little bit of a chance if you're listening to this live. Otherwise, you probably don't. Because I'm wrapping it up on Sunday. So you just got to either email or use a contact form, send us your Amazon wish list. Make sure that it's linked to your current address.
And it'll be awesome.
It will be.
I'm really excited. All right.
Go to Brendo Man, radiobrendo.com, brendoman.com, popvoxmusic.com. Get those Christmas CDs.
That's right.
They make great gifts.
I'll tell you how we can sell it. Josh Anderson is on both of the Christmas CDs of Pillage Cast fame. So there you go. See if you can get it and see if you can figure out which one he is.
Phil's on it, too.
That's true. I'm on both of them. So if you want to hear members of Benview Network recorded live or recorded on CD, then that's how you're going to do it.
Yep. BraxComics.com. There is a new comic up, finally. Yes. And... Yes. Webcomicsadvocates.com, lots of good stuff going on there. DoritosFan.com, we've got some things popping.
Yeah, there's a new the new Super Bowl contest is underway.
Did you see that commercial that Ish posted? It was like a Tim and Eric.
No.
It's heavily influenced by Tim and Eric, it seemed like.
Is it a Doritos one?
Funny. Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to go check it out.
It's really nuts.
We have not yet revealed what our official video that we're supporting is on.
Is there going to be one?
But I think there will be. Yes.
Is Jeff doing one?
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe unofficially.
Okay.
So well.
Oh wait,
we'll,
yeah, because he's not. Is he not allowed to?
No, he's not. But he might have people that he wants to win.
Oh, okay.
So we might have some connections of people that are, you know, we'll so back.
We will still pay attention to that and support those. What else? Anything else?
I think that's pretty good. Benview Network.
Benview Network. That's right. Okay. Adam, theadamwells.com.
Yes.
And yeah, Benview Network. We're going to be recording a new Man Brando's Wrestling Show this weekend. Probably new popsicles. Haven't heard from Derek. I don't know. When new, is there a new Pillage cast? Has there been?
No, there hasn't been. I don't know. There will be. I think probably everyone's busy.
Well, in the meantime, you can listen to Extra Damage. ExtraDamage.com. Got a lot of good stuff. Josh got the lowdown on all the new games and game systems. Getting ready for Game of the Year.
That's an exciting one.
So that should be exciting. And I think that's going to do it for us here.
Yeah.
So for Radio Brendo Man. Sorry, what was that, Phil?
Oh, I just said episode 101. I'm excited. We made it past the great meltdown of episode 100. So
yes.
We're still here.
I'm going to call this episode Poop Mountain.
Poop Mountain. That's perfect.
So, for Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody.
Go too soon, just leave it alone. This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.